Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Could you guess what profession has used this song maybe more than anyone? Crank it up a little bit, Paulie. Rock Candy by Montrose.
Would it be Exotic Dancer?
It would be. Yeah, I've seen this conservatively 400 times. All right, here comes Candy. Oh, look at that. Rock Candy's playing. Here we go. Give her a big Texas. Hell yeah. It's Candy on the main stage.
You've never been the announcer, have you?
Never. Or? I would love to do it.
You'd be good.
I think I would be good.
You'd be good at it.
I think
it.
I'd be really good at being the PA. Well, they don't call it a PA guy, do they? Just the
DJ?
I don't know. The DJ.
Yeah, I guess so. The DJ.
All right, let's give him a big Texas.
Yeah, get up a candy.
Give him a big Texas. Hell yeah. Here she is. It's Cinnamon.
I can do segues.
You can do segues. Yeah. Segues would be not great.
Please welcome to the stage, Diamond.
Diamond.
Ben, they do talk like that, don't they?
They do. They really
do. My limited experience.
You know who would really be good at it? Joe Davis would be phenomenal at it. Yeah, all right. On the main stage, it's Cinnamon. He would crush. If it doesn't work out, he always knows he's got another lily pad he can jump to.
Remember to tip your waitress.
Well, our thanks again to Sammy Hagar.
$2 Coors Light tonight. On the main stage, it's Candy. Yep. Great. Be great. He would crush. Don Orsillo would be very good, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be amazing.
No, I can't stop thinking of
Mercedes Madness.
They probably don't appreciate this conversation, but you know what? It's Friday. It's a little goofy in here. Been a long season, okay? Been a long season. All right. Lay it out for us, Benjamin.
All right. So yesterday, with no Padres game, there was still plenty of impactful baseball in the National League. It started with the Reds and Pirates. Did you see?
Oh, the catch.
The catch.
My God.
The catch. Noelvi Marte with the ninth inning, one-run game. Reds up, needing a win as badly as they've ever needed one. Robs Brian Reynolds of a game-tying home run in the ninth inning as the Reds hold on for a 2-1 win. That then put the pressure on the New York Mets, who needed to win to stay ahead of the Reds. Remember, the Mets are ahead, but they don't have the tiebreaker on the Reds.
Correct.
Or the Diamondbacks. So they got to stay ahead if they want to make the playoffs. And the Mets then came through by beating the Cubs 8-5, helping out the Padres. Padres pick up a half game on the Cubs in the standings with that loss. So they're two back. The Mets remain one game ahead of the Cincinnati Reds, and now two games ahead of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who got shut out 8-0. Their plan of not pitching Zach Gallen, going with the bullpen game and Nabil Crismat, did not work as Shohei Ohtani went deep. Freddie Freeman went deep twice. Dodgers clinched the NL West with an 8-0 win. The Diamondbacks now two games back. They could be eliminated as soon as tonight at Petco Park. If they lose and the Mets win, the Diamondbacks would be out. The Mets can't clinch today. Their magic number is 3 to clinch a wild card spot over the Reds.
Wow.
But if they won and the Reds lost, they would be on the verge. But if the Reds win and the Mets lose, then the Reds are back in control of their own destiny going into the last 2 days of the season.
Incredible. And whoever wins that is going to end up taking on the Dodgers. That's your prize, right?
The winner will take on the Dodgers.
There's your prize.
At Dodger Stadium Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week.
You shall be greeted, if you're Cincinnati or if you are New York or if you are Arizona, you shall be greeted by Otani's throwing game one, then probably Snell and Yamamoto. So enjoy. I mean, it's all, you're like, wow, okay, this is our prize.
We talked about how we're not upset. The Padres, we like the side of the bracket.
Love
they're
the
on
side.
With
yep.
the Cubs and the Brewers as opposed to the Phillies and the sixth seed. However, the double advantage the Dodgers do have, of course, will get the series at home
yep.
because they won their division. And they're going to take on a team that's going to have to play hard
oh, yeah.
all the way through this weekend. They can't rest, guys. They can't set up their pitching rotation. The Padres can, but so can the Cubs. And by the way, the expected game one starter for the Cubs pitched yesterday, Shota Imanaga,
did
and did not
well.
Pitch well. He gave up home runs to Nimmo, Lindor, Beatty. I think he was charged with six of those runs.
Eight, yeah.
But it was not a good final tune-up. Now, does it mean anything? Not
no.
really. They didn't have anything to play for. So just like we've said all along, you can't really assign any importance to these games in September for any team. So if you're not discouraged about the Padres play, you can't get excited when the Cubs start struggling as well, because they could just as easily turn it on next week, just like the Padres can kind of turn it on and get going. But it was not a good final start of the season for Shota Imanaga.
No, and you know, the more I thought about it too, as it pertained to the Dodgers and Diamondbacks game, I thought to myself, man, with Yamamoto on the mound, it does make sense to me that Torey Lovullo, the heads all got together and they said, all right, Yamamoto's on the mound. These guys, it's a legitimate punt. Like, we're going to punt. And hey, baseball's weird. Crazy things could happen. Their bats could go ice cold. We could still win this game, but we're not going to burn Zach Gallen. He's going to throw against the Padres, what, tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, tonight.
He will throw
so
tonight.
Just, you punted a game. You punted a game when you are
and
fight.
They can still make it. They have the tiebreaker over everybody. So say, you know, the Diamondbacks sweep the Padres.
Yep.
And the Reds lose one of three and the Mets lose two of three this weekend. The Reds are playing the Brewers. The Mets are playing the Marlins, and it finished in a three-way tie. In that instance, the Diamondbacks, I believe, would be the team that gets the wild card. So they're not out of it. They need a lot to happen, but they're still playing for their lives tonight with Zach Gallen
yep.
on the mound in game one of this series against Yu Darvish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty exciting final 3 days of baseball. The beauty is, for us, not that exciting. The thing that I'm going to be watching for the most is, hey, don't get hurt. You know, don't get hurt. Stay sharp. Get your knocks early and then seed your position to some of the bench guys.
Meanwhile, in the American League, you now have two divisional races and one wild card race that you're really keeping an eye on. In the AL Central, the Tigers finally
won a
snapped
game.
Their eight-game losing streak. They beat the Guardians 4-2. It's the only game in that series that they won, but with the win, they move back into a tie for first place. Now, remember, Cleveland clinched the tiebreaker, so going into the last weekend, Cleveland has that advantage, but they are dead even. So
Cleveland's got who?
Cleveland will finish with the Rangers. Cleveland's at home in that series. The Tigers will finish with the Red Sox on the road. So Red Sox have not clinched. They've close, but because they lost yesterday to the Blue Jays, they're right on the verge of clinching, but they can't just give up. So they're facing a Red Sox team that at least needs something. The Guardians are facing a Rangers team that doesn't have anything to play for. Just spoilers. Trying to end perhaps Bruce Bochy's managerial career. You know, his contract is up. He did not sign an extension. He signed a three-year deal, won the World Series, missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. He said he'll have conversations with Chris Young about the future after the season's over, but no guarantee that Boch is back next year with the Rangers. So that could be his final weekend series. They're on the road at the Guardians. So that's one division race. The Yankees and the Blue Jays are tied going into the final weekend as well. The Yankees do not have the tiebreaker there. They beat the White Sox yesterday. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox. So the Blue Jays have the advantage. They will host the Rays for three. The Yankees will host the Orioles for three. So both teams playing division rivals who are out of it going into the final weekend. But the Yankees, if they can do one game better than the Blue Jays, will win the AL East and get to host their first round wild card series.
Pretty incredible, man. Pretty incredible that it's come down to this. Now, again, no, they don't do game 163 anymore,
no,
right?
Yeah.
And it, why?
Well, with the way the playoffs are set up now, starting on the Tuesday and everything, it was just, they decided it was too hard to then schedule. If there was a rainout or anything, then you have to start pushing the playoffs back. So they've gone to the tiebreakers. And
I don't like the tiebreakers.
I loved the 163.
Game 163 is insane. This is it. We win, we're in.
Yeah.
That's the coolest.
So that's not how it works. And then you've got the Houston Astros are still in the wild card race. They're a game behind the Tigers right now because Cleveland has that tiebreaker. They're also a game behind Cleveland. So they've got two opportunities to catch those teams, but they do not have the tiebreaker. The Tigers have the tiebreaker on the Astros.
I saw this question posed yesterday, and it was a pretty good one. It basically said, which is more mortifying? Missing the playoffs if you're the New York Mets with all the money that they spent and spend, or the Detroit Tigers blowing a 15.5 game lead?
I think the 15.5 game lead is pretty nuts.
But the $450 million payroll is insane.
It is.
To not make the playoffs.
But you never thought that it was a dominant $450 million payroll, even when you saw the Mets team.
No, you didn't.
You didn't think, like, it wasn't like the Dodgers. Like, the Mets would have to have a catastrophe not to win this division. You always thought the Mets were going into the year going to get, the Phillies were going to be a tough out.
Yeah.
The Braves, you thought, were going to be a tough out going into the season. You never thought the Mets were going to cruise at any point. Where, like the Dodgers, you thought, oh, they're going to cruise to 110 wins. Now, they ended up winning the division, not the way. A 15.5 game lead is real. It's not just on paper.
Hype.
It's not payroll.
Yeah.
That's an actual lead. You had to play that well to build it up.
To build it up.
Normally, teams that play that well can't also play that poorly at the same time to blow a 15.5 game lead. You can make up 15 games. If you're a good team and you're against a bad team, yeah, I mean, teams stretch out 15, 20, 30 game leads all the time, but not when you've already proven that you're 15 games better than the other team. Then it's like, how can you flip the reverse the roles like that? And that's why it's so rare.
I don't want to misspeak. It's only a $340 million payroll,
right?
Not 450. That would be insane.
That's not even as much as the Dodgers have.
The Dodgers are 348, so they're about 350.
But plus, that's before you hit all the luxury tax penalties, right?
Yeah. That's
even
total,
higher with everything else. That's just total salary.
Yeah, total salary. So I think you spend that much money and you don't get in. That's pretty tough. The Rangers spent a lot of money. They're set number seven. The Braves spent a lot of money. We are ninth in payroll and we're in the five seed in the playoffs. So, kind of commensurate, I think, with what you get. But the Mets would be pretty bad, but I think I agree with you. Blowing a 15.5 game lead, Benny. When was it? From when?
So it was 15.5 early in July, but it was 12.5 a month ago.
A month.
It was like 9.5
a month ago.
In September.
It was 9.5 like 2 weeks ago. So it's been one of the biggest collapses in baseball history, for sure.
If we went back to, I don't know, mid to late August and remember looking at some of the races and the standings, like, it didn't look like it was shaping out to be this close and this intense because teams like the Giants got hot and put some pressure on other teams. The Diamondbacks got hot. The Reds started to contend a little bit more. It was kind of looking like the playoff field was set in stone, like, in August.
Yeah, it really did. And we should all know better. We should all know better. We've covered this game long enough to know that that's never the case. Somebody gets on a massive heater. And somebody gets on a really, really cold snap, and that's exactly what happened to Detroit. But what a relief for them to get a dub yesterday. Yeah, Dodgers were up 10 or so on us, right, at one point this year.
Yeah.
And, fought valiantly. But, yeah, we talked yesterday on the roundtable about it. You know, Ben asked, what's the thing that you look back on that you would have wished the Padres had done better? And I think we all kind of had the same answer. And I said, though, I'm beyond the age of lamenting. And Tony Gwynn Jr. really liked that. There's no reason to lament right now what could have been. There's really not. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. You cannot change what happened. But I think we all kind of agreed, yeah, it would have been nice to see you guys put your foot on the gas and really go out and try to win the West when it was kind of gift-wrapped for you.
Yeah, and it wasn't as though they played badly against the bad teams all season. They actually played well.
But
when they really needed those wins late against the Twins and the Orioles.
Yeah.
Those definitely stand out.
They stand out in September
as the regret games for the Padres this season.
Like old Schilte says, "Hey man, they're trying too. They're a big league team trying too." He's absolutely right.
It's not the way I thought it would go.
No,
like when we looked at the schedule, especially like around the midway point, we're like, "All right, you got a gauntlet in August,
yeah,
and then it lightens up in September, and you can make up some of that ground that you might lose with all those division games in August." They played okay in August. It was September that gave them trouble.
So what did we learn? We learned to never say two words again. Soft schedule.
Yes.
Never. I will never utter those words again. There is no such thing as a soft schedule.
We all did it. We all saw that September schedule, and you're thinking, all right, those teams are out. These teams aren't going to be good. You got a lot of winnable games. I know for a fact. We all said it.
Yeah,
a lot of winnable games in September.
Soft part of your schedule. Remember the stupid time on the round table? We're like, all right, this road trip, it's got to be 6-1. What did we win on that game? One? Were we 1-6?
Two and four.
Two
maybe.
And four?
Yeah, or 1-5, maybe, yeah.
It was horrible. It was horrible. So, yeah, we're all guilty of saying it. You got to learn from your mistakes. Next year, if you hear me say soft schedule, you get to kick me in the shin if you see me, because I will not say it. There are no soft schedules.
The Dodgers
in the
also had a very soft schedule coming in and
did
not take advantage of it either.
But they ended up winning the West.
But they did.
Yeah.
And that's mostly due to the Padres letting them win the West.
Correct.
Just like if the Padres had won, it would have been due to the Dodgers letting them win. Now, the opposite was also true.
That's right.
Padres let the Dodgers win it. But at this point, it doesn't really matter. They're both playing series next week.
Yep. They're both playing wild card. They're both wild cards.
Yeah, they're both playing in a wild card best of three series with their season on the line. And I can see both of them advancing, and I can see both of them being eliminated.
Correct.
Because that's what happens in the playoffs. You like the Dodgers' chances with their pitching of going forward against a weakened team, but you're also going to remember they're also going to be facing a team that is coming off a big high of finding a way to get it done and clinching the playoffs and going in with a little confidence, probably swinging the bat decently going into that wild card series. Everybody is dangerous in October. There's not a team left that would surprise you if they won the World Series.
Yeah, there is. The Reds would surprise me if they won the World Series. I would be shocked.
Is there a team that's currently in a playoff position? The Reds are not in a playoff
position. Right. They are definitely not.
The least likely would be maybe the Guardians or the Mets. The Guardians are the hottest team in baseball. And the Mets, we saw how dangerous their lineup can be. When they start hitting home runs, no one wants to be facing the Mets. They got to the NLCS last year, so they've just been there.
Blue Jays would not surprise me. Yankees would not surprise me. The Mariners would not surprise me. The Phillies would not surprise me. The Brewers.
I mean, they're the number one team in baseball. How could that surprise you? They're the number one team in baseball.
I know. It still would surprise me. It still would.
Dodgers wouldn't surprise me.
Cubs wouldn't surprise me. I know.
They have a really good lineup. They were really, really good the first half of the season. I don't think they surprise me that much if they do
it. It would surprise me.
It would surprise me a little bit. Like on a 5 out of 10. But like the Reds, I'd be very surprised. Not saying they can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. The teams that are not in playoff position right now, the Tigers with their collapse, the Reds, the Diamondbacks, they would surprise me.
Correct.
But none of those teams are currently in. Of the 12 that are in right now, I don't think any one of them is a huge surprise, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Good last weekend. Certainly teams playing for a lot of stuff, including the team that's going to be here this weekend, fighting for their playoff lives. Be fun to, we got to be loose. You know, we just got to be loose and stay healthy, and that's really all I care about.
And we can talk about, Annie Heilbrun wrote a story about playoff experience and how much the Padres actually have, and will that be a factor going in? Does that make you a little more comfortable in these games? We'll get to that. Darren Smith's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk Padres and SDFC, but Don't Do This is coming up next. Have a memorabilia controversy involving Logan Paul and Michael Jordan that we can get to in DDT. That is coming up after a check of traffic here with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. But as you head into the weekend, make sure you start setting your Prize Picks lineups, whether it's college football tomorrow, pro football on Sunday or baseball, and the final pennant race is all weekend long. You're watching sports. You might as well win real money. You know, all the sports knowledge that you've gleaned, you can put them into daily fantasy lineups with Prize Picks and win real cash. It's easy to do. You're just setting lineups between two and six players, picking against stat projections, more or less. If you want to win big, hey, make a big lineup, five or six plays in a power play where you have to win them all, and then you win big, or you can go a little smaller, two or three. You can do the flex play where not everyone needs to win, and you still win money with your Prize Picks daily fantasy lineup. Either way you do it, make sure you download the Prize Picks app and use the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. And make sure, I always do this when I set my lineups, make sure you use one of those max discounts. This weekend, I believe it's Jalen Hurts, one half of one passing yard. Put that into a lineup, makes it much easier to win. Put in a big lineup, makes it easier to win big with those max discounts every weekend. With Prize Picks, where it's good to be right, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Darren Smith coming up at the bottom of the hour. First, though, Don't Do This, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I will start just a bit of a personal rant. Hey, if you've got money and you want to spend it however you want. Logan Paul spent $562,555.42 on a signed piece of the United Center floor, a nice Michael Jordan signed piece that supposedly was from the heart of the Michael Jordan championship era. Like, it was billed as a piece of wood from the floor when they were winning their titles, 1994 to 1998, game used court, signed it, five-time MVP, six-time finals MVP, 10-time scoring title, Hall of Fame 2009. Pretty nice memorabilia, but there's now a question of whether it is the authentic floor. They, like, the auction house, like, said, we have it documented, like, this was the floor, it was used until like 2009, then taken out, and they, you know, they cataloged it, but they didn't allow like Logan's people to independently verify it before the final payment of the auction. And now Logan gets it. There's a question about it, so he's suing the auction house about the authenticity concerns over this piece of floor. If no one really knows, isn't it just basically, hey, I believe it's real floor?
Yes.
If no one can prove it's not, they're saying that it is. And you're willing to pay that much money for it? Why are we suing now?
Aren't you? Yeah, because you're paying, in my opinion, I think you're paying for the signature, right?
You got the signature.
You got the signature, which is...
Is anyone ever going to know like exactly what that floor
was
from?
He's like, that's not the United Center.
That's not the floor.
That's not the United Center floor. Kind of dumb.
I think it's dumb.
The lawsuit is dumb, I think.
I think the lawsuit is dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's dumb paying
$550,000
for a signature that's on a piece of wood, but... Hey, if that's his money, makes him happy. I get it, but now it has to be this big lawsuit about it as well. I don't know. It just seems like we could do better things with our time.
You know what else is dumb? Is an up-and-coming podcast inviting a radio veteran on their show, having some technical issues, and then blaming said radio veteran. This happened to me recently.
I think it depends on who the radio veteran is and what their reputation for technical difficulties is.
Well, when you invite someone on a podcast, it's your podcast. You get it all set up, and then that radio veteran sits and gives his spiel for 30, 45 minutes in the middle of a busy, busy, long day. You don't blame the radio veteran for your podcast not working. I'll explain. I recently appeared a couple of days ago on the Pimptacular podcast. You guys may know Pimp Lord Jeremy. He has a podcast with our friend Trang. It's good. They're really good. They're funny. They're irreverent, which I really enjoy. And they asked me if I would like to come on. A bit of a beef between us before. And I used to yell at him a lot because he would be goofy about wanting to like take over the Padres' social media. Now, we weren't winning games at the time. And I said, why don't we focus on the team winning baseball games instead of, you know, coming up with some funny pie caper at spring training where Fernando sticks his finger in an apple pie and there's Manny that catches him. Like, who cares? Win baseball games. That's what I cared about. So he and I used to beef about it all the time. So we've had this little thing. He asked me to come on. I did. I did this, in my opinion, I did a pretty great podcast. Last night, laying in bed, look at my Twitter feed. It says this from Trang. We had boomer-ass Stephen Woods on the pod this week. 30 minutes of files from his end didn't upload. So all we had was us talking into the abyss. And it's them going, hey, Woodsy, how are you? They're sitting there, and clearly I'm speaking. This is my fault. You sent me a link. I clicked the link and had my phone set up. The camera was on. What? How's it on me?
I don't know, but in a way, like, Paulie invites us onto his podcast every morning.
Right.
When we jump into the stream, and whenever there's technical difficulties, it tends to be your fault. You don't mute. You do mute. It tends to be his fault when things go wrong technically. Is that not right, Paul?
Paulie, if you invited me to a podcast and you heard me talking and you saw me on the screen, hey, oh, there you are. I see your little box with your face on it. And we're talking. We're having a thing. How's it? And then you at the end, you're like, oh, it didn't get Woods.
Now,
how's that my fault?
They didn't like give you any instructions. Like, you need to
They did.
Click
they said,
this.
Download this app and here's the link.
But nothing
so
extra.
I did.
Like, no. Hey, when it asks you if you want to record or whatever.
It said record, use camera, enable camera, enable audio. So I did it all. And then they're blaming me.
Clearly, they could hear you during the recording.
Yeah, like, we had a full conversation.
It wasn't just, they didn't just ask you a question and then, nah, I guess he's not talking.
No.
Let's try another one.
No, we had a great combo.
All right, I've heard all points. I've made my decision.
I don't think it's on Woods, is it?
Woods is the biggest boomer in my life.
Yeah.
Like, you are
by
the
far.
Biggest boomer that I know.
I get it.
Bar none. I don't know anything about the software, the app that they were using.
Yeah.
I haven't used it personally.
Right.
But I think you're clear. I think you're innocent.
Thank you, Paulie. I feel vindicated. And I told them, I'm happy to come on this thing again. I'll do it again. I don't have unlimited time, but I like you guys, and I'll do it for you. And I support new media, and I like your podcast. But now you've now said it's my fault that you didn't record the audio on your podcast.
Like it should give you like an option to you can record each camera's feed individually if you want to do a bunch of post-production editing.
This is why the radio guy knows what he's talking
about.
Well,
and
over
if
here.
Anyone would like to hire Paulie Reindl, and he's expensive to produce
side,
their podcast.
A side gig.
He's very expensive,
yeah.
But he's very good.
He's very good.
I mean, see our Sammy Hagar interview?
Yeah.
No problem.
None.
Whatsoever.
No problems there.
Yeah.
Imagine blaming Sammy.
I gotta call Sammy. Hey.
Hey. You
Sammy,
screwed up.
You screwed up, idiot.
He said we had a full conversation. Like, yeah,
you
no,
fat you, Kevin James lookalike.
Yeah, oh. you effed it up, dude. You effed it up, Sammy. We're going to have to do this again. So, anyway, look, I like the Pimptacular podcast. I don't appreciate
it. Are you
going
to go back on to try it again to fix it for them?
I'll go back on again because I liked it was fun. But it was not my fault. It's your podcast, buddy. You figure it out. It's not my job to figure it out. I'm just there to be the talent. You wanted the talent. You got the talent. That's my job. Show up, be dynamic, and walk off. That's what I did. tell me about it. It's my fault. Calling me out publicly.
All right, finally, a little doo-doo this for a Friday.
DD mega doo-doo.
Got this text from my friend Scott and Abby last night. They were at North Park Beer Company in North Park and posing at an event with one Gavin Sheets, who apparently they released yesterday the brand new Holy Sheets Hazy IPA
at North Park Beer Company. They weren't at North Park Beer Company in Escondido?
No, in North Park. This is the North Park branch of North Park Beer Company.
North Park Beer Company.
Looks like a pretty cool park. Looks like a pretty cool can, the Holy Sheets.
Holy Sheets.
Ale here. It's an IPA. It's a hazy IPA. So we got the Crone Zone now.
You know, if we were in New York right now, you know what I'd say? Shouldn't he be in the cages yesterday? If we were in Philly right now, I'd say, what was he doing? He was at
Ramon Laureano out, his role is going to be critical for the postseason.
Shouldn't he be taking fly balls in left field on his day off? I don't know. But I'm not in Philly. I think it's great. I can't wait to try it. Soft media.
Gavin's a good dude.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Happy for him.
All right. That is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back. Darren Smith will join us. Big day for SDFC today. Big day tomorrow for SDFC. And we'll get his thoughts on the Padres-Cubs matchup as well. All coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, quickly, have a great weekend, everybody. If you currently are planning on driving around, stopping at a bunch of different dealerships, shopping for a car or truck of your dreams, I'm just going to steer you in the direction of La Mesa. All right. They can take good care of you down at Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa.
Are you saying that correctly?
Sedano Ford during the September to Remember sales event. It's going on now. And go down, talk to my friend Manny Sedano. He is a Marine veteran. He is a car matchmaker extraordinaire. Wants to get you in the car or truck of your dreams and has made the prices really, really good for you. You can do that easily. This month, you could lease a Ford F-150 STX just $429 a month or take advantage of the get a truck with a dollar down, get you a Ford Lightning just $324 a month or a Ford Mach-E Select just $285 a month. For both, just a dollar down. How about the epitome of luxury with the 2025 Lincoln Corsair Premier, just $449 a month, $7,500 dealer cash on all 2025 Lincoln Navigators. That's pretty incredible, too. Visit the biggest inventory in La Mesa. It's a Donald Ford and Lincoln Megastore. The September to Remember sale, it's going on all month long. Sedano Ford and Lincoln. Don't forget to let them know Woodsy sent you, please. For more details about these offers, check out Sedano Ford or SedanoLincoln.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget our Friar Friday guest in just under an hour. Jake Peavy is going to be with us. Can't wait for that. 8:35 or so. But joining us in just a moment after traffic, a guy who spent a little time with Jake in the past, Darren Smith, is standing by. We'll get to him right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, before we get to SDFC, big day today and tomorrow, and the Padres-Cubs playoff preview, as we welcome Darren Smith in. I know he's also a Ryder Cup guy. He had Steve Sands on with him earlier this week on the podcast to preview. It's not even 8 o'clock. U.S. is going to be down 3-0, Darren, already at the Ryder Cup. They have lost two matches, about to lose another one. Another disastrous start in a Ryder Cup for Team USA.
Yeah, brutal. Like, what a way to wake up and just say, oh, let me see what's going on with the Ryder Cup before I get my first cup of coffee in me. It's like 4 down here, 5 down there. It's like one shot at picking up a point here this morning, and it's the Schauffele-Cantlay group. So even that's not a guarantee with four or five holes left to go. So this has been a bit of a bloodbath out there at Bethpage, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like giving up six runs in the first of a playoff game. You're like, all right,
the guy's sitting down, he's got his hot dog and his beer. He's like, wait, what? Like, what happened here?
They've been literally excited about for 12 years at Bethpage going, this is going to be the most amazing home course advantage in U.S. history.
Yeah.
And they come out just
lay a turd.
Yeah, you had the European Ryder Cup team putting virtual reality goggles on to simulate how obnoxious the New York crowd was going to be. And they just walk out there. They're just like walking their putts in. They're whistling through these holes like it is. They are totally unfazed by any of this. And it's not great to be this disinterested by 7:45 on Friday morning.
Literally 3 hours in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I'll watch it because maybe something will happen and this could turn itself around. But in terms of like wanting to set a tone for what this tournament was going to look like, man, this ain't it.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. D. Smith, what an incredible first season for STFC. We've belabored that point. Obviously, job's not finished yet. We talked to you last week about, you said you potentially would talk to Mikey Varis about how he's going to kind of maneuver in these last few games. Did you get a chance to sit down and talk to Mikey?
Didn't, but we did have him on the show. And you know, it's interesting. It's just so interesting how similar these two situations are between the Padres. And even though the sports are structured completely differently, but just in terms of the mindset and some of the decision-making and some of how you prioritize, you know, are you chasing the results or are you prioritizing a little bit of rest? You know, like it is interesting because, you know, what Mikey did concede to was with three games to go and still a lot to play for during the regular season, like winning the West, that's a really, really big deal. You're on the verge of setting a couple of all-time records for an expansion club, but he did say, And it caught my ear. He did say this week that making sure that they were as ready as possible for the postseason was a huge priority for them. And you know, he didn't go into any detail. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means they're going to sit or look for opportunities to put Anders Dreyer on the bench or Tuki Lozano or what have you. But he definitely did say that. And I thought one of the things also that feels very applicable is, you know, if there's some things that you have to iron out, there's just not a lot of time between the end of the regular season and the beginning of the postseason. And there's even less time in baseball, right? The regular season ends Sunday and the postseason starts Tuesday. At least in MLS, you know, the regular season will end on October 18th and it'll probably start October 22nd, 23rd. But like he said, like, we do not want to be trying to figure things out in that short amount of time. So we're going to start trying to figure some of that stuff out now. And they've had a little bit more luxury. You know, their on-ramp to the postseason's a little bit longer because they clinched earlier. And again, the sports are structured differently, obviously. But yeah, there is some similarity there between, you know, what it is. Like, are you just going to go all out and try to chase this? And you know, they will try. Like, they're not mailing these games in. They're not raising any white flags and conceding. But, you know, they are now starting to say, what are the things that we really need to prioritize for the postseason? Because we're starting now to look ahead to the playoffs, which is interesting.
Forgive my ignorance, Darren, as it pertains to the MLS, but if you win the West, do you get a bye? Is it work like American sports? Do you get to rest and watch, you know, another round and, you know, like it does in baseball?
No, I mean, it's actually not ignorance because this league changes the rules every year for the playoffs.
Yeah. So, I mean, flip a coin. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bizarre. They've done this weird stuff, and they're going to change it again next year, it sounds like, too. But, you know, what happens is, you know, the top technically nine teams will qualify, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But eight will play nine, and then the winner of that will play one. And you don't get a bye, but you'd at least get to see that thing sort itself out. You will get home field advantage and the like. You know, the reward for winning the West for being the one seed is you know, I think I've mentioned it, is that, you know, you do get to you get invited to a big tournament, a big international tournament called CONCACAF Champions Cup. So, you know, that is the reward. That is the carrot. Plus, you know, the bragging rights of saying, hey, we won the West in our first season would be pretty cool. But there is actually something there, some incentive to go ahead and do it other than just being competitors and wanting to win all these games. But in terms of buys and things like that, no. And then you play a best of three, which is kind of awkward. And then in the, you know, subsequent round, should you advance, it's just a single elimination.
So even though SDFC is in first place, like the Padres, they don't control their own destiny because the team right behind them, Vancouver, has a game in hand. So they're going to need to drop some points. Now, they did drop 2 points in a tie earlier this week against Portland, which helped out. Wow. But they're going to need Vancouver at some point to do something wrong for SDFC to hold on to that number one seed, correct?
Correct. And this is so heartwarming to know that you are following along with
trying
the Portland-Vancouver game on Wednesday night. That really,
sweet angel.
I love that. Yes, I do. That is, it makes me happy to know that I was not the only person paying attention to that game on Wednesday. But yes, they will have to drop some points, and they're on a little bit of a roll, but they're also beat up, and you got to compress a lot of soccer in a short amount of time, especially at the end of a long season. And they've had to play in some of those tournaments too. So, they've played extra games, which is why they're having to catch up now here at the end of the year. So, it's not guaranteed, but you are right to point out that it is in, if Vancouver, if there's such a thing as controlling destiny, then Vancouver does control theirs.
Talking to, sorry, was that you?
No, that's right. I want to switch to Padres.
I was too.
All right, we both excited to switch to Padres.
Yeah, no doubt. We got 7 minutes. We're fine. Got the great Darren Smith on with us this morning. And you
four
guys,
minutes, but.
Oh, is it four? I still don't know the clock after all these years. I know you guys
that's 20 years of my career.
I know. I know you guys have been talking a lot of baseball, a lot of Padres on Section 1904, your podcast that you do with our buddy John Gennaro. Your kind of quick 30,000-foot view of what awaits probably in Chicago. I think we can all agree. We've all kind of resigned ourselves to being in Wrigley Field on Tuesday.
Are you guys going, by the way?
No, we are not.
I'm looking at flights. I have a cousin who lives there.
Stay here
and piece this together.
Piece it together. You can be our representative.
Yeah, I'm like, well, if I catch this flight and, have some points on Southwest, I mean, sleep
it's gonna
on my
be,
cousin's couch.
It's going to be
extremely
amazing.
Jealous.
Check out the new Terminal 1.
We were talking with Sammy Levitt yesterday. Sammy is going to be flying on the team plane to Wrigley, and I go, most likely day baseball, playoff baseball.
Elite.
I'm like, what possibly could be better? That sounds amazing.
Winning would be really cool to win that
winning
series.
There, yes. Yeah, by the way, I mean, the Cubs, it is part. I know the 2016 seemingly had changed things in terms of the identity of the lovable losers. But, they've had a couple of late season and October hiccups, haven't they? So,
yes, they have.
I mean, listen, I mean, I think we're at the end of a really long season, so it's easy for us to focus on the things that we focused on all year long that we don't like, and who's the starter, and who's going to do this, and what's going on with this guy in the bullpen, and, oh, no, now this injury is happening at the absolute worst possible time. But, I'm sure in Chicago they're sitting around saying the same thing. Like, well, this guy just got lit up, and this guy's, I don't know that I like this guy's chances. And, I mean, I do believe to an extent, not to overdo it, but, I do believe to an extent that, you do push a reset button in October. I don't know what that looks like for Manny Machado. I mean, he's just been so not Manny for the last couple of months. I don't have any, real actual way of suggesting that Manny's suddenly going to revert to Manny from May and June, where you thought maybe this guy could be an MVP candidate. But I don't know how that would happen or why that would happen. I just know sometimes that those things do happen. And I won't hold my breath, but I do believe, I look around this National League, we just got done watching the Brewers. No disrespect to them. I might have to eat these words in a couple of weeks.
Sure.
But I don't know where the domination is in this National League. So I feel like it's kind of up for grabs. And I like the way the Padres at least have proven that they can win some of these lower scoring games, some of these close lower scoring games. So, I wouldn't say I'm bullish on them, but I'm not pessimistic about them either. I think anything could happen.
Darren, of course, this will be the second all-time playoff series between the Padres and the Cubs. The first one was formative in my life. I was, 8-year-old Ben watching the Padres Cubs, the Garvey home run. I was at game 5, the clincher at the Murph. But I'm curious, for someone who wasn't in San Diego yet, I assume you were a formative baseball fan at that time. Do you remember that series? Does everyone remember it the way I do? Because it was such an important part of my childhood.
I do not. Okay. I do not remember it that way.
Do you
remember it?
No. Yeah.
No. I remember it more from like hearing Tim Flannery talk about it, hearing Rick Sutcliffe talk about it. Hearing our friend Barry Axelrod, may he rest in peace, talk about it because he was, he knew a lot of people on both sides. He lived in San Diego and he represented people with the Cubs and how they all came out here to party and some of the great stories about how they couldn't get their flight off the ground in Chicago. Like those are legendary stories that I've heard so many times and I can't hear enough. And I hope they come up over the next couple of weeks, but I don't remember it that way. I mostly remember it through other people talking about it and through the video that people show and such.
It's funny.
Thanks for the segment idea, because I'm going to contact as many of those people as I can and try to get their memories on. I think that's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, Flan does tell that story, right? Like when they were leaving Chicago, they were like, no, Padre plane, you guys wait.
Yep.
And they let the Cubs plane go first. And like, they just kept the Padre plane on the ground for a while.
Yeah.
it's just kind of fun shenanigans when you think about it.
I think it was RJ's Fro said he got a Cubs like Buster shirt, got him stopped at the airport recently, like an old one in Chicago still. Like, they are still sore about 1984.
It's like the first time, too. And like, I heard you guys talking about if you can go back in history and go back in a time machine. And I was like, I always wondered how amazing San Diego, and Ben, you've lived it. How great it would have been doing that for the first time, right? Now we're like, oh, whatever, they're going to the playoffs. Doing it for the first time, would have been such an amazing experience to go through.
It was remarkable. I remember it. It's one of my most clear memories of childhood. I remember exactly where I was sitting, watching on television at my grandparents' condo when Steve Garvey hit the home run, knowing that we had tickets for Game 5. My dad was going to take me if they won.
Yeah.
But it didn't look like they were going to win, and it was like, oh, no, I'm not going to get to go. And then I remember sitting there, and then I remember Game 5 and going with my dad and watching them win. And then I remember after the game, because it was a day game, and we went back to my grandparents, and you could hear the horns honking throughout the city of San Diego. The first time we had really experienced anything like this, and we were going to the World Series. And
it's unreal, man.
It was incredible. You could hear it just all night, honk, honk, honk. Everybody in San Diego just united in joy. And it's such a clear memory of my childhood, that series against the Cubs. And here we are now, 41 years later, and we're going to finally repeat that. The Padres and Cubs are going to play a playoff series next week.
Yeah, even some of the radio calls, like it raises the hair on my arms when you hear Jerry talking about they're tearing Sutcliffe apart, Like even the Leon Durham play, like they're just such, even for somebody who didn't live through it, it's really incredible to go back and listen to some of that.
I want Hopper to Nettles to Wiggins, and the Padres have won the National League pennant. Oh, doctor, can hang a star on that baby. I mean, I remember the play, the Nettles picking it up, getting the force at second to Allen Wiggins, and then just celebrating on the field at the Murph in 1984. It was truly spectacular.
Wow. What a bunch of boomers. Who can't even figure out how to log on to podcasts? Look at us. Bunch of technologically disabled losers.
Like I told you,
I remember being a kid listening to, people talking about baseball from I went to the 40s. This is like when I was a kid listening to people talk about baseball in the 40s.
In the 40s.
And thinking, these old guys are talking about baseball from 40 years ago.
It doesn't matter,
now
old
I'm
man.
The old guy talking about baseball
that
I went to 40
was
years
that?
Ago.
Higgins, the rabbit ears?
Incredible. Incredible.
You didn't watch it on your phone?
Rabbit ear television, for sure. So, Darren, really appreciate it. Going to be out. I'm going to go out to the SDFC Right to Dream Academy opening today. Cover that. That's pretty interesting news, and we can break it down a little bit next week, see how it goes, but I'll see you out there.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren Smith, 1904 podcast and our regular SDFC Padres contributor every Friday, one of our favorite interviews, of course, of the week. All right, we'll come back a little bit late, but we'll get things restarted in hour number three, which will include Jake Peavy on a Friar Friday, plus a take on Woods game, chance to qualify for the Eagles in Las Vegas. All ahead, Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.